Manitoba Agriculture reports this year's winter wheat and fall rye crops are now starting to be harvested. I'm Bruce Cochran, and this is Farmscape, produced on behalf of North America's pork producers. I'll be back in a moment.
For QuickBooks repair or QuickBooks conversions, visit QuickBooksRepairPro.com. That's QuickBooksRepairPro.com. Results guaranteed.
Manitoba Agriculture released its weekly crop report Tuesday. Sonia Wilson, an oilseed specialist with Manitoba Agriculture, says rainfall was received throughout the province.
If we're looking at the winter wheat and fall rye, we're really in that seed color change, as well as really moving into harvest quite soon here, if not some fields already having started to be harvested. When we take a look, our majority of corn fields across the province are really ranging from VH for just very later seeded fields all the way to tasseling and even silking. Our spring wheat is the earliest seeded, is reaching that late dough stage. And as well, our barley and oat fields are really in that grain fill stage as well. But with some oat fields moving closer to harvest here, especially in the central region. When we take a look at our oil seeds, especially canola, we're seeing that the earliest seeded has been fully podded and the late seeded is about the mid-flowering or late seeded or reseeded fields. As well, all sclerotinia fungicide applications are complete in canola, unless there's some really later fields that are being considered, but majority has been completed. For flax, we are in the late stage of flowering across the province, but the earliest seeded fields are with bolls. And then we're also seeing that our sunflowers are at about the reproductive 2 to reproductive 5 when they start flowering staging. Now, the pulses and soybeans, our field peas, are in the pod fill stage. And then we see that the early seeded soybeans are in that R3 stage, with the later seeded still being in that R1 to R2.
Wilson says yield potentials are variable and dependent on the amount of rain received. She says rainfall amounts vary from region to region and even within regions. For more, visit farmscape.ca. I'm Bruce Cochran.